wired up here. Struggling a little bit here tonight. Hold on a second. Proverbs chapter 4, we're going to begin reading in verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20. And there we go. I feel like I somewhat got myself together there. Let me go ahead and pray before I even begin reading, and then we'll get right into where I believe God wants us at. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word. And Lord, I know so well that I need you. Lord, I can't preach without you. Lord, I believe every preacher here knows that, would confess that. Lord, if you don't meet with us, nothing's going to happen that's worthwhile. As the song says, all is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Lord, I pray you just take your word and help me to be the messenger that you want me to be and just give what you put on my heart. And Lord, I pray you would accomplish the work that you want done with it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20. Let's just go ahead and begin reading. It says this, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings, and let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyelids look right on, and let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." I believe these seven or eight verses, they all go together. I was doing some reading, and I was kind of leaning that way, and some of the guys I read after, one of them, Baxter, he tells me that's one sonnet. Basically, it's one big poem, and it kind of goes above my head. I ain't that smart with English, honestly. But he tells me all those go together, and they're all dealing with the issue of the heart. I want to preach just really quickly here, if the Lord will help me, on how to keep my heart right. How to keep my heart right. This morning, Dre preached to the young people, and he really gave a warning. And we could go to 1 Peter chapter 4, where it tells us that Satan walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We could go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, where it tells us, lest Satan should get an advantage over us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Young people, there is a real Satan out there, we know this, that is after you. He's got a target on your heart. He wants to get your heart. If he gets your heart, guess what? He's won the battle. If he gets your heart, you are not going to go anywhere spiritually. Satan's after your heart. The command here in verse 23 is to keep thy heart with all diligence. Guess what? That's a personal command. That is something you have a responsibility to do. It's not the pastor's job to keep your heart right. It's not your parents' job to keep your heart right. It is your job and yours alone. If your heart gets given to the world or given to anything out there or given to yourself, I don't care. You fill in the blank. If your heart gets given to anything other than God, it's not your parents' fault. It's not the pastor's fault. It's not the church's fault. It's your fault because you allowed some things to happen before you ever got to that point. Either you're going to control your heart or your heart will control you. Think about that. There's a saying out in the world that they all say, follow your heart. That's kind of faulty advice. It's really dangerous. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah, I believe chapter 17, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You begin following your heart when you're not controlling it and you allow your heart to be given to things that it shouldn't be given to, you're going to end up in a mess. You're going to end up in the wrong spot. You're not going to end up where God wants you to be. But let me tell you this. Where your heart's at, you are going to follow. That's why it's important what you set your heart on. Colossians tells us in chapter 3, verse 2, set your affection on things above. That's dealing with the heart. The heart is the seat of the affections, the emotions. It's that what you give your love to. And let me tell you, whatever you give your love to is where you're going to end up. Just a quick example, those that like hunting, it's really easy to find out. They talk about it. It's all they think about. They plan for it. It's all they're watching. It's all they're listening to most of the time. But guess what? That's all they live their life for. It's hunting. Hunting this, hunting that. It's all you hear. But as we begin to read here, I see a few things that I believe we need to point out. I've told you why the heart is important. Let me just say this before I go on. The heart is what determines your direction. If you love something, that's the way you're going to be going. But let me tell you this, not only that, the heart determines your direction, but the direction is what determines your destination. In other words, if I'm going this way, I'm pretty sure I'm going to end up somewhere this direction, not that direction. So when a person says, you know, I want to follow God, I want to finish, right? And that's kind of what he says he's wanting, but his heart's going this way and his direction's going this way. Is he ever going to end up fulfilling what God wanted for his life? No, because he's going the wrong direction. So how in the world are we going to keep our heart protected? How in the world are we going to keep our heart right? How can we get our heart to where we're keeping it, where we can go on for God and just make a difference for God? I want to say, first of all, you need to be careful what you feed your heart. Notice this. In verse 20, he says three things here I want you to catch in verse 20 and 21. He says, "My son, attend unto my words." In other words, he's saying, hey, pay attention. I want you to look up here. Pay attention, all right? I want your mind engaged. He's dealing with the thoughts here, okay? Remember that. He goes on, he says this, "Incline thine ear unto my sayings." So not only does he want your thoughts focused on what he's about to say, now he wants your ear tuned in, and then he goes on and says, and let your eyes, let them not depart from thine eyes. Young people, the thoughts, the ears, and the eyes are the gates to your heart. There's a connection there. What you feast your eyes on, what you dwell on in your mind, and what you listen to are going to shape what your heart is given to. You keep on thinking about the girls, this. I had a friend do this once. As the more we talked, the more that's all he wanted to talk about. Is girls this, girls that, girls this. Next thing I know, he had messed up. You know what happened? He began to give his heart to something he shouldn't have given it to. And he had some warning there. But when he began to let his mind go there and began to get his eyes focused on it and began to tune his ears to it, guess what? It's just a matter of time. That's where he was going. Young people, you have a responsibility to guard your heart. But let me tell you, Satan is monopolizing on these things. Lamentations tells us that mine eye affecteth my heart. Why do you think that Satan monopolizes things like mass media, social media, entertainment, music, games, advertisement? You fill in the blank. Satan knows what he is doing. Because the more he can put something in front of you, the more he can get you listening to it, the more he can get your eyes on it, then he can probably get you thinking about it. And once he's got you thinking about it, it's just a matter of time before your heart begins to want more of it. And you're going to keep on going farther and farther and farther in the way Satan wants you to go rather than the way God wants you to go. Let me tell you, Satan knows what he is doing. And these dangers are what you should be aware of. What are you putting in front of yourself? Which direction are you going? What are you allowing yourself to dwell on? Because that's what you're going to be. It's just a matter of time. How can you keep your heart right? Be careful what you feed it. But you know, he says in verse 23, he's telling him, attend to my words. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. If I could just make application here, we can apply that to the Word of God. Your only safety is get yourself feasting on the Word of God. You start feasting on anything else that the world has to offer, it's just a matter of time before it will get your heart. But you start feasting on this Word of God, spending some time in it, getting your eyes focused on it, tuning your ear into it, getting your thoughts dwelling on it. I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time before your heart is going to begin to be given back to the Word of God rather than the things that Satan wants you to be given to. Get your diet right. Feed your heart the right things if you want to keep your heart right. But he goes on. I don't believe he stops here. There's more things we can do. I want you to just go, for sake of time, jump to verse 25. He says, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee." Not only do you need to be careful what you're feeding your heart, what you're putting in front of it. And before I go off of it, I just want to warn you guys on this. Because this is something I have faced in my own life. And different people, it affects different ways. Entertainment, videos, movies are dangerous. There's a time and a place for them, but you ought to be real careful what you let in that eye gate. You know why I'm saying this? I've tested this before in some weird ways, I guess. My family, we would sit down, we'd watch a movie or something, and it'd be about some basketball player. You know, after that thing was done, I didn't have one thought towards the things of God. I wanted to go outside and play basketball. Just in that little bit of time, an hour, hour and a half, it had done something on the inside of me that almost erased all these other desires I had, and I wanted to do one thing. These things are dangerous, and we don't realize how dangerous they are. I'm not trying to harp on something. It's the truth. Satan is using these things to destroy us, because if he can get our minds off the things of God, we're destroyed. We're done. If your mind gets focused on the things of the world, you're not going the way of God. It's just a warning. You need to pay attention to that. It's not something I'm saying. This is the Word of God. And I'm telling you, it's highly effective. It's highly effective in my life. I know this from experience, not because somebody's told me it. My heart can be so easily moved, so easily changed. I need to move on. We know these things are so simple. It's just practical stuff. He says, let thine eyes look right on, let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Let me just summarize this. Get a single focus on God and His will for your life. There is nothing else that matters in this life than serving God. And anything else you put a priority on, anything else you begin to give your heart to, is going to take you the wrong direction. Now, there's a time and place for things, but there are those out there who would forsake the will of God for the career that they're choosing. It's a good thing. Please don't get me wrong. It's a good thing. I have to have a job. My career is basically an electrician. But if I let that become the focus of my life, I'm never going to make it where God wants me. You see, everything in our life ought to line up behind the goal that I want to serve Jesus Christ and fulfill His will more than anything. And if it don't match up, I ain't going to do it. You know, there's Michael Jordan, we all know who that is. It's a basketball player. He said something about his life, what made him such a good basketball player. And I think I've said it before. He said, I drew a circle around basketball. He said, if it involved basketball, I did it. If it didn't involve basketball, I didn't do it. What I'm trying to say, young people, if you want to make it somewhere for God, you need to draw a bullseye around the will of God for your life, around the Word of God and what it says to do, and make a little circle around that, okay? And then if it involves the will of God for your life, go all the way for it. Get in it. Do it with all your heart. But if it's outside of that circle, even if it's a good thing, get out of it. Because it's going to hinder you, it's going to stop you, it's going to slow you from fulfilling the will of God for your life. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ is coming soon. The more and more we go on, the more things I see happening in our country, it's becoming more and more real in my heart. This is not a time to be playing games. This is not a time to be getting slack on God. This is a time to be getting locked in and getting serious about serving God. We don't have much time left. Young people, don't start playing with the world. Don't let your heart go to the world's things. That's all Satan has to do. Just to shack you for a few more years. Maybe God will come. You won't have any rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. There are souls that will have gone to hell because of your bad testimony. It's time we get a single focus on God. You want to keep your heart right? Get that focus. Get that goal set on the will of God. Don't let anything turn you aside, but keep on going. I've got more. I'll just briefly mention it. I've got a little over a minute left. You need to watch your decisions. Young people, we're in a stage of life where we've got a lot of decisions to make. As Pastor says, a lot of times we ain't really that smart. We don't really know the right decisions to make. But let me tell you something that will help you when you begin to make those decisions. If you have that goal set, that bullseye set on God's will, all you got to do is say, Lord, will this fit into your will for my life? Is this helping me go on for you, or is this hindering me? If it's hindering, don't do it. If it's helping, by all means, go for it. But your decisions are going to have an impact, whether you realize it or not. They're going to take you one direction or the other. You need to watch your direction. Take what your life, where you're at, and I'm not going to read for the sake of time. You can read it later. Watch the direction you're going. The direction you're going is where you're going to end up. If you're not right, that last verse says, remove thy foot from evil. You need to get right. Get your steps lined up where you're heading towards the will of God. You can keep your heart right if you apply these things to your life.